ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us inspire you and help you create the life that you desire. Each week on Get Inspired Radio, we're going to bring you guests that have overcome challenges, guests who will inspire you, and guests who will share tools and techniques to help you create the life that you desire. Now, you can connect with me after the show through my personal website at AskSueLondon.com. That address again is AskSueLondon.com. Now, you remember last week, folks, I had on guest Dawn James, and we talked about raising your vibration. Well, I mentioned during the show that Dawn and I were going to be together last weekend at a wellness event. And we met, I have to tell you, if you're listening and we met you last week, it was such an honor to meet you all. It was really a great weekend. We had a lot of fun. We met great people. But Dawn and I had a bit of a challenge, and some of you directionally challenged people out there may relate to this. I have to tell you this. Dawn and I kind of got talking, you know, as many people can when they're friends in the car and that. Well, we were leaving this this meeting on the Friday night, and we were in the car, and we were driving, and we had the GPS going, but we weren't paying attention to it. Well, long story short, we got lost, and we actually ended up close to another a border and going into another country, and we didn't have our passports. And the funny thing is, folks, is that we had two GPSs in the car. So any of you people who are directionally challenged, you know, just know you're not alone, and we just made the best of it, and we had such a hoot. It was an amazing weekend. Now, I always say to people that we're always in the right place at the right time to meet the right people. Well, this weekend was just that for me. Not only was I there to help people, but I was there and I met an amazing psychic medium. I've actually got him booked, and he's going to come on my show so that you can all have a reading with him during the Christmas holidays. His name is Gordon Ellison. And we've got him booked to come on the show for December 15th. So mark your calendar that day. This man is truly, truly a gift. He was over at my house last night, and he did a reading for one of our family members. And it was extremely healing. So I really want to give you all the opportunity to call in on December the 15th. So mark your calendars for that. Now, today's topic, it's really another great topic. We're going to talk about feng shui, and my special guest is Jeanette Hunter. Now, this lady is such an amazing, I actually call her, not Jeanette, but I call her Miracle Maker, because having her come into our home and into our office has really changed our entire family's lives. Let me tell you a bit about Jeanette first before we bring her on. Jeanette Hunter is a certified feng shui practitioner who's been studying and applying her passion of this ancient art for almost 20 years now. She creates a balance in her designs by incorporating modern and traditional principles. At the age of 5, Jeanette was already applying feng shui to balance negative and positive environments effects in her environment. It wasn't until almost 20 years ago that Jeanette discovered a letter to an editor in a magazine that unlocked what she had been looking for, feng shui, and the door was opened. Although Jeanette became a certified practitioner 3 years ago, feng shui is really a lifetime study. She continues her studies with masters in New York City, and her practice is located in Niagara, Ontario, Canada area. Her clients are from various backgrounds who share a common desired outcome, and that is to seek the benefits of their own environments. Now, with the guidance of a Feng Shui practitioner, we all can develop a better understanding of our own strengths and weaknesses and identify opportunities and challenges in our lives, which can allow us to thrive in the most positive surroundings. And with that guidance that Jeanette Hunter, with the changes that she made for my husband and myself in our home and our offices, literally, folks, our world has opened up like I did not see coming. And so during the show today, I'm going to share some of the examples of just how Jeanette made that happen. You can learn about Jeanette and Feng Shui if you go to her website after the show at fengshuiwithjeanette.com. So let me give you that address again. I'll spell it out. It's fengshuiwithjeanette.com. So that's fengshuiwithjeanette.com. So let's bring her on, and I'm excited to share. So hello there, Miracle Maker Jeanette.
Hello, Sue. Great to be here.
Welcome to Get Inspired Radio. I cannot tell you how I was so excited as the weeks were going by, you know, to start bragging with everyone, to everyone with all the work you've done. So I'm so thrilled to have you here, my friend.
Well, thank you very much. The first thing I want to say, Sue, is that perhaps I should loan you my compass for the next time you go on an exposition. It sounds like you need a compass.
You know what? I have a compass. I don't even know how to read it. I'm really, you know what? My husband has a role in my life, and that's to, you know, guide me. And we've tried, I mean, having two GPSs in the car, don't you think that would help us?
You would think.
I know. So, folks, before we get started with me asking Jeanette some questions, I want you to know that you can all call in. You have the opportunity to ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the website transformationtalkradio.com website. And if you want to call into the switchboard and ask Jeanette your questions, call into the number, toll free, 1-800-930-2819. And that number, again, folks, is 1-800-930-2819. Now, Jeanette, first of all, can you tell everybody what is Feng Shui?
Sure. Feng Shui is actually composed of two Chinese words.
Okay.
Feng, which is wind, and
okay.
Shui, which is water. And these two natural elements, they flow, they move, they circulate everywhere on Earth. And, of course, they are basic necessities, pardon me, for human. That's a tricky word. For human survival.
Okay.
So, in other words, wind and water are important carriers of what we call qi, which is energy.
Okay.
And so what we do as a feng shui practitioners is that we attract and we harness the beneficial flow of qi.
Okay.
So we know that proper circulation of energy in our environment promotes good health. And so basically it's very much like an acupuncturist, you know, who promotes healthy qi throughout the physical body.
Oh, okay.
The feng shui practitioner focuses on proper circulation of qi in the environment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now I have told so many people, and I've told you as well, Jeanette, listeners, after having Jeanette in our home and all of us finding what we were doing wrong, and we're going to tell you as the show goes the things I thought I knew that I didn't know, how important it is to work with someone in Feng Shui when you really want to improve certain areas. Jeanette, you told me Donald Trump, doesn't he do Feng Shui in all his offices and homes?
Yes, absolutely. Mr. Trump, I believe it originated with some assistants in his office, and then from there he noticed the benefits of feng shui and carried it through not only his office, his building, his home, and I understand golf courses and throughout. It's quite interesting.
Well, part of the reason, listeners, I call Jeanette my miracle maker because I have a husband that was diagnosed with apnea, and he was the big-time snorer. He snored like crazy and didn't give me much sleep. By having this miracle maker, Jeanette Hunter, come into our home, my husband has never snored a day since. Now, that tells you a lot about the energy, right? just amazing. Now, Jeanette, we want to talk about, you know, what you did to stop Ross's snoring, because I know we have a producer at our station, not going to say any names, but, you know, he's a snorer, too. He's talked on different shows, so maybe you can help him or help his wife help him. How's that?
Are you guys talking about me? I was sleeping.
Not at all. Not at all.
I was sleeping. You woke me up. What did you say?
We didn't hear you snoring, Chris. So, well, what did I do for Ross? First off, it was very important for me to understand the beneficial directions for Ross. Now, we have four directions that are productive for us, and then we have four that are not so good for us. So once I identify that direction for Ross, mm-hmm. then we took a look at his sleeping area and mm-hmm. directed him so that he would be in direction of that positive direction for him.
Yeah, and I remember you were saying that, like, we have an ensuite bathroom, and I remember you said the door had to be shut. The bathroom mm-hmm. door had to be shut, and the ceiling fan couldn't be on. I think those are all the changes you made in our bedroom, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that and moving along a few objects as well.
That's right, too. Yeah. Yeah. We had we have a picture in our bedroom. This is really opening myself up to the world here, right? We had a picture in our bedroom, folks, that was my husband and I. It was a picture that was taken when we got engaged, and we had it in the wrong spot. And so that got moved in our relationship corner, and our tell me if I'm saying something wrong here, Jeanette, our relationship corner happens to be the corner where my husband's bedside table is. So he now has
correct.
The candle there and our picture there and that. Those are the things that we changed in our bedroom. So are you saying then that if Chris's, our producer's wife, moves things in certain areas that can help his snoring?
Oh, well,
they should just basically bring you down to Rhode Island, right?
Well, perhaps Chris would need to bring me down so I could take a closer observation. That's correct.
That sounds fine.
So I think we'll have to look at doing that, Jeanette. But, folks, this just gives you an idea of things that were placed in the wrong spot, what it did. And I'm honestly telling you, my husband has not snored a day since. In fact, for a first while after, I was taking his pulse to make sure that he was breathing. So that tells you a lot. We're just going to take a break here. And when we come back, we're going to explore more about this fascinating subject. So, folks, I want to remind you that you can call in and ask Jeanette your questions. And the number you can call is 1-800-930-2819. And ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And make sure that you visit my website, AskSueLondon.com. Lots of new stuff happening there, too, all since Jeanette's been in. New site, new inspiring products and services. And make sure you check out Jeanette's website, FengShuiWithJeanette.com. We'll be right back.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Saskia Rowell came to America with five children and one suitcase to follow her dream. She is a soul empowerment coach and best-selling author. Do you want to find your soulmate, the job of your life, or simply thrive? Let Saskia teach you how to turn adversities into adventures and how to live your ideal life. Go to yoursoulguidance.com and enter to win a free session with Saskia. That website again is yoursoulguidance.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. My guest today is Jeanette Hunter, otherwise known to the London family as the Miracle Maker. And our topic today is Feng Shui. Now, before the break, Jeanette was basically sharing, you know, what Feng Shui is. So, Jeanette, before we go any further, can I get you to share with everyone your website address so they can connect with you after the show?
Oh, absolutely, Sue. It's www.fengshuiwithjeanette.com. That's FengShuiWithJeanette.com.
Perfect. Thank you for that. Guys, check her out. She's an amazing woman. Amazing, amazing. I cannot talk highly enough about her. Now, Jeanette, let's talk about our space and how it can indicate that we have unhealthy chi. Folks who don't know chi, it's energy. So can you explain that to everybody?
Well, absolutely. Quite often we find that we are not very comfortable in a space. We don't spend a lot of time in a space.
Yeah.
A little uncomfortable. Usually that's a very good indicator. As a building in itself, quite often you find you go somewhere and you're not feeling so well.
Mm-hmm.
Physically affecting you.
Mm-hmm.
And this could be a variety of reasons of unhealthy energy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But then you can, taking a look at your own space, your creativity, you're tired, you don't have as much pep, as much ambition, perhaps you're snoring, perhaps you're not sleeping very well, it could be, there are so many indicators, but those are just basic ones that I look at.
Well, and you're talking about how there's, you don't want to go into a space, excuse me, I've got a coffee here, I'm detoxing, folks, this is another show that we're going to be doing. Before Jeanette came in our dining room, nobody would go in it. Nobody would use that room. It just was one of those rooms in the house we just wouldn't use. And what happened, my husband and I realized one day, that the furniture in there was from our past marriages. So the energy with that was not good. And when we got rid of that, we started using the room more. And now since Jeanette's come in, we're in there all the time. So do you want to add to that, Jeanette? Well, I get a drink of water.
Absolutely, Sue. Well, something I had noticed about Sue's space is that there had been a lot of blockage in that space, affecting not even able to open the back door correctly. It was just really very close in there, the furniture. And in essence, that was affecting so many areas of your life. It was affecting your creativity, your children. Mm-hmm. It was creating a problem with fame. You don't want that happening to you, Sue.
No.
And your vision, your path in life, so many areas in your life. And then we started looking at those areas in your life and how it was being affected. And it was just incredible that with just simple movement and placement, how we encouraged the energy to begin to flow in there in a nice, healthy way. And then those areas started getting some oxygen again.
Yeah. Now, listeners, one thing I want to point out to you is I always thought that if you had a home that had no clutter, no things sitting out or that, that meant that that was good for feng shui. But I, like, add to that, Jeanette, like, you had to move the furniture and, well, I thought I didn't have much clutter on my bookshelf. I had probably 3/4 of, what was there, 5 shelves in this antique bookshelf. And you said, you know, we got to get rid of that. And we probably got rid of, what, 2/3 of the books?
Mm-hmm.
It's probably that. Candles. Shall we talk about all the candles I had?
You know, I have to say to your listeners that with all the candles that I collected from your space, I could have held one of those candle parties very easily.
I love candles, but folks, please do not send me any. I don't want any more candles after what I learned from Jeanette. Okay, Jeanette, take it from there, my dear.
Well, the thing about candles is when we look at the object, you know, in itself, it tells me that you're seeking some vision. It creates light, vision. It creates direction. So you're seeking direction and vision. And the other thing about candles is that sometimes in the destructive cycle, we're talking elements here, you know, your candles were in your prosperity area, so it was burning up some funds in there.
Yeah. And when you said, well, when you get money, as soon as you have it, is it gone? I said, yeah. And you know, I think I told you, Jeanette, after you said get rid of them, well, as you said, in the space where they were, I was filling a bag, folks. But after Jeanette left and I said I had some in the kitchen and that in the cupboards, I walked around the house. I had 42 candles. And I thought, this is really nice. And, you know, candles in every area. 42 candles I had to get rid of. So when she says about having a party, she wasn't kidding on that. Now, Jeanette, one thing that I found was really interesting when you shared about the mat outside. Do you want to tell everyone about how your doormat can even, you know, affect you, especially if your name is on it?
Yes, that's right. That's right. Well, you know, we all want something nice at our front door, and we're never sure what to put down there. But in retrospect, when you're looking at a mat that has your name on it, now, what are people doing when they're standing on that mat?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
they're wiping their feet.
That's right. They're wiping their feet on your name, whether it's a personal association or whether it's a company name. And we see this all the time in hotels, big hotels. Mm-hmm. You walk in and you know. So mats really are more important than we give them credit.
Yeah. Yeah, and I know I thought I had a really nice mat, and you said, no, you wanted a bigger one. And I think, and still, you're still wanting us to have an even bigger mat, aren't you?
I am.
Yeah, so.
I am. Sometimes the mat will give direction, and what I mean by this is the direction of the lines of the mat itself.
Okay.
But sometimes the lines will help direct some chi into the home.
Okay. Now, let's go back. When people don't want to spend time in a space, you know, if there's some small things that we can do, because, like, for example, when you were saying, like I said, you know, we never sit in front because we have 3 dogs. A lot of times our grandson's over, so we're in our backyard a lot. When you just simply said, put that mat at the front door, and we moved the plants that those planters we had against our garage, when you walk up our walkway, we had 3 planters, folks. Mm-hmm. And Jeanette simply took 2 of them and put them on our, with a porch, and then one at the door, and just moved our, we have like a patio wrought iron little set, and she moved them on the side. I'm telling you, we can't be out there enough now. So is there things that listeners can do if they have a space that they don't want to spend time in? Is there something that they can do without having to bring someone in? Like, say tonight they want to go in a space, but is there something they can do? Am I putting you on the spot? Okay.
Absolutely. First off, you want to see where you're sitting. You want to have perhaps a wall at your back if you can, or position perhaps some planters behind you on a porch, you know, so that your back is not exposed. Say to the neighbors, that's an uncomfortable feeling, isn't it? Also, you don't want to be walking over things. You want it to be a nice flow to your table. And privacy is very, very important, but you don't want to obstruct the vision either.
Okay. And I remember you moved our kitchen table.
Mm-hmm.
And you just moved it a slight on the angle. And that, even by doing that now, I mean, we all are in our kitchen quite a lot. But, yeah, that was really amazing. Just those simple things.
Yes.
It blows my mind that what feng shui can do. And honestly, I said this to you how many times, Jeanette, I thought no clutter. You don't have the stuff in there that's related to, you know, past, maybe divorce or the bad energy with stuff. And you were doing great. Now, we all know, and I've announced tonight, when it comes to direction, using a compass, well, I'm not there. So do people have to know their directions?
Actually, a classical feng shui is a way that we locate direction.
Okay.
So what I mean by that is we want to locate the front door. We want to know directions of our space, and so I use a compass to do so.
But for the everyday person, like, you know, who say I want to do changes, do I have to know direction to do changes?
Well,
It
certainly helps to know your direction. However, quite often people will use a map called a Bagua.
Yes.
The Bagua map. Mm-hmm. And this is a grid that is divided into 9 squares, and each one of them is associated with an area in your life.
Okay. Now, Jeanette, can I just get you to hold that thought? Let's go to a commercial, and then when we come back, talk about that.
Absolutely.
Sound good? Okay, folks, we're just going to take that break. And when we come back, we'll get Jeanette to tell you more about the different areas, because I think this is really important. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back. And get your paper and pen out, because this is important information.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life. Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Saskia Rowell came to America with five children and one suitcase to follow her dream. She is a soul empowerment coach and best-selling author. Do you want to find your soulmate, the job of your life, or simply thrive? Let Saskia teach you how to turn adversities into adventures and how to live your ideal life. Go to yoursoulguidance.com and enter to win a free session with Saskia. That website again is yoursoulguidance.com.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. I have Jeanette Hunter here today, and we're talking about feng shui. And are we ever going to have fun during this part of the show? Because before we went to break, Jeanette started telling you about the different areas in the Bagua. So, Jeanette, can you take over now and tell everybody what the different areas are? And then can you tell them maybe where they are located?
Well, absolutely. Now, for those of you who are listening and have a piece of paper and pencil at hand, you can draw a grid with nine squares, three on each level. So once you have nine squares, we want to take a look at the top left hand.
Okay.
And the top corner represents your prosperity, your abundance and prosperity. And then next to that, in the center top portion of the grid, is your reputation, your fame and your reputation.
Okay.
The top right-hand corner would be your love and your relationships.
Okay.
Now, the next three down the line, because there's three rows of three here, the next one on the left-hand side is your foundation. It's your family.
Okay, so we're into the middle area now of the square that everybody drew.
We are. Yeah. Exactly, right to the left. And then right in the center is your health. It's your unity.
Unity? Did you call it unity?
I did.
Okay.
I like that word.
Okay. I thought it was health.
It is. It's health and unity.
Health and unity. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry to tell you.
On the next one, the middle right hand block would be your creativity and your children.
Okay.
Then we're looking at the three bottom spaces, and on the bottom left hand side is your knowledge.
Okay.
Your knowledge. And then the one right in the center at the bottom is your life journey and career.
Okay.
And the last one, the bottom right hand corner, is your helpful people and your travel.
Helpful people and travel. Okay. Mm-hmm. What I'll do, folks, if you've missed what Jeanette said, tomorrow, if you go to my fan page on Facebook, I'll put the map up there, and then you can see it if you've missed some of the things that Jeanette has said tonight. And then you can kind of go by that with your template, because it is very interesting, isn't it, Jeanette, when you see, you can kind of even with that map go into people's homes and see, wow, there's something going on there too, can't you?
Yes, absolutely. Now, the thing that we did not give, Sue, are instructions on how to use this.
Right, yeah, that's a good point. Bring that up
right?
next. Yeah, let's talk about that.
Right. So when you're holding this bagua, this grid in front of you, you want to be standing at the front of your home.
Okay.
The front of your home, and you want to be holding it right in front of you, and then sort of split your home into nine spaces and take a look at which area of your house would represent that square. And you can just generalize just as you're getting to know your space. And what's very interesting at this point is to diagnose where your door is associated at the bottom. You know, is it in your knowledge? Is it in your career? Is it in your helpful people? And with Sue, with yourself, it was in your career.
That was right, yeah. Yeah, that's right, Yeah. Now, let me ask you this, because a lot of people say, okay, now I have two levels to my house. So when you go upstairs, like we have that spiral staircase, right? So
correct.
Do you stand at the top of the stairs? How does that work for the second level? Or do you just kind of still standing at the front door use that?
Well, depending on where your staircase is associated or okay. or where it's positioned on the floor would definitely depend on that.
Now, should people do a basement as well?
Well, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
The energy, something to note on the lower level is not as strong as the main level.
The main level's the strongest. Okay.
It is.
Now, is there anything else you want to add about that? Because I have another question that has come up that we need to address.
Oh, please go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Folks, during the break, we were talking to our producer about his snoring issues and how Jeanette could help him. Now, one of the things Jeanette was suggesting was close your bathroom door, like she had said to my husband. And our producer said he can't do that because he has a litter box in there for his cat. Now, how do you address that, Jeanette? Because there's a lot of people that have cats, and I don't want to tell people to get rid of their pets. I'm the biggest animal lover there is. So is there a certain spot, knowing the bagua, where Chris would put this cat's litter bin so he could shut his bedroom door?
Well, something that I did mention to Chris is that he perhaps had to make a decision as to his priorities. Would it be Biscuit,
okay.
his cat, or uh-huh. would it be his wife? I certainly don't recommend finding a new home for Biscuit, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And every situation needs to be assessed. I'm not sure of Chris's space as to where else that could go, but I certainly recommend him removing the litter box from that space so that he can close the door at night, and mm-hmm. this will definitely affect his sleep pattern.
It really did, really, really made a difference when we had that door shut. Now I know that another friend of mine that worked with you, her garage was her love area. I think you know who I'm speaking about, Jeanette. And
yes.
That's she collected dog dirt, and the garbage can was in the garage. And so she had to keep that cleaned out, too. So it is a common problem that a lot of animal lovers have, you know, that yes. we've got dog dirt or cat messes to clean up, right? To keep it somewhere.
This is correct.
Yeah, so I guess you just basically, to answer that question, you have to kind of go and assess the area first then. Is that what you're saying?
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay, so Chris, the cat's litter bun has got to come out of the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
So, now, Jeanette, when you came to our home, like you had mentioned, you had a compass and you determined the direction of my front door. So once you had that, what information does that provide you with and how do you apply that?
Wow, good question. Once I'm familiar with the direction, what first I should mention what direction mm-hmm. we are referring to. The compass mm-hmm. provides us with eight directions.
Okay.
The north, the south, the east, the west, the northeast, northwest, southeast, southwest. And with that information, each one of those directions provides me with information on the element.
Okay.
Because we work with five elements in feng shui.
And what are they?
And they are water, mm-hmm. fire, earth, and metal, and wood.
Wood, okay.
And wood.
Okay.
And so we want to assess the space for the energy because we are familiar and aware that elements can either be productive or destructive. And we want to benefit a space that and encourage a good energy with the proper element.
Okay. And so our front entrance, like on the outside, was our wealth area.
Mm-hmm.
And then inside our door was our career area. And
mm-hmm.
did you want to add anything to that before I...
Well, something else that I wanted to add to that, Sue,
yeah.
is that not only just a direction, but each direction also indicates an area in your life. Now,
okay.
I just gave you information on the bagua. That is based on the form school. But okay. if you are going to be using a compass, then the areas of your life are in a different location. And this is where people get very, very confused.
Yeah, I think we need to keep it very simple if anyone out there listening is like me.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, what was I going to ask you? The front door, it's like for us, it was our wealth area. Now, I was really surprised at some of the things that you had said for us to do at our front door. Can you share some of those things that you had us do? Do you remember?
Absolutely. Well, okay. I had found a fountain that had been in Sue's basement. And it had stagnant water in it. It was just sitting there, and it wasn't producing any money whatsoever, because water represents prosperity. That is something perhaps I should have said right off. Yeah. And so we brought that. Ross was really excellent. He cleaned it up and brought it up while I was still there, and we found a perfect location at the front of your house. And we got that fountain going right away. It was just fabulous.
And we should share, too. Again, I felt that you should always have water out front. And I did have a water fountain, remember? But I had it right in front of where the energy was coming into our home. And I was blocking it, right? So you can really be disastrous when you have a water fountain.
That's well, I didn't want to share that with the audience, Sue, but...
Oh, you can tell them, see what you don't know. It's not a go, always a good thing, folks.
Right. No, it's very important. It is very important. Water is not beneficial in any area of the home, inside or outside. It's best to consult a consultant or to study up on it and really understand where that element belongs.
Well, and listeners, I can tell you that by having Jeanette come in, and by moving those water fountains, and remember we had to put a wreath at the front door as well. My poor husband, I called it our pre-early Easter hunt, because we had a list of things that Jeanette had suggested, and we were in search of the right wreath, and we finally found it. And each one of our family members all had an increase in money coming into them. Now, so it was amazing. Now, Jeanette, can we take a question here? We've got Julia from Orangeville, Ontario, Canada. She says, now that I have laid the bagwood over my house, if I did this thing right, I see that my house is missing the love marriage section. Would this have anything to do with me not meeting the love of my life? How can I fix this?
Great question, Julie. It's a very common question, actually, and absolutely it can have everything to do with not locating the appropriate mate. I would need to see where the missing area would be located. There are ways that we can bring that corner in and include it. But anytime there is a missing area of any areas of your life in your home, then we would like to go in and we would like to remedy that.
Now, and I remember, too, what you had said, that we actually we had plants, because our prosperity, we were missing that area from our dining room in our kitchen, right? And we actually had put planters out to actually make it be like a corner so that it was all out there.
That's correct.
To expand, yeah. We're going to have to take a quick break here, so let's go to a commercial, and then when we come back, if you want to add to Julia's answer or question, you can add more to that answer. Sound good?
Sounds good.
We'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat. and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Saskia Roel came to America with five children and one suitcase to follow her dream. She is a soul empowerment coach and best-selling author. Do you want to find your soulmate, the job of your life, or simply thrive? Let Saskia teach you how to turn adversities into adventures and how to live your ideal life. Go to YourSoulGuidance.com and enter to win a free session with Saskia. That website again is YourSoulGuidance.com.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. I have Jeanette Hunter here, and we're talking about feng shui. Now, we want to go back to the question that Julia from Orangeville had. Julia, thank you so much for asking this question. It's a very common question many people have. I want to repeat the question again, Jeanette, for you. Julia asked, now that I have laid the bagua over my house, if I did this right, I see that my home is missing the love marriage section. Would this have anything to do with me not meeting the love of my life? How can I fix this? Do you want to add to that, Jeanette?
Oh, absolutely, Julia. Once again, that's a very good question. It's a very common question. Something that you can do if you have an area missing, particularly if it's a corners, you want to meet the two outside corners of your home together. And there are ways that you can do this. You can implement by placing a statue, something of substance, you know, right at that corner to bring them together. You could also plant a tree or a shrub. Okay. Some people will even post a light, an outdoor light, if it were in the plans. And then indoors, then there are other remedies that we could do inside as well. But I'd have to see the inside to be able to give some advice on that.
Okay, now, is there anything that we can help Julia to find the love of her life? Is there anything that she can do in her space, like in her love or relationship area?
Well, we can give out her phone number.
Well, Julia, would you like us to give out your phone number? No, this is not a dating show, folks.
Well, there are some things that Julia can implement.
Okay.
You want to be mindful of what do you have in that area, in that corner. You have items, perhaps, that are tarnished.
Okay.
You know, like, you, if it's in the bedroom, you want to make sure that you are implementing two night tables, two lamps, two pillows, so that you're providing for the other person when that other person arrives. You want, perhaps, a picture of a couple, a loving couple, happy, or a statue, piece of art, something red. Quite often, we'll place a love seat if it's in the living room. There are so many other things that you can do, but those are just basics.
Could she put a candle? Would a candle be safe to put in her love area? I want to point, I don't want to see anything happen to you, Julia, so I'm asking this question for you.
Okay, here we go with the candle.
I knew this has really tarnished me, you know.
I cannot give that advice because I'm not sure what direction, what direction that sits in. You know, if it's in the north, I can't say that without knowing.
Well, Julia will have to bring you in. Now, Julia, I can tell you, and everyone else listening, when I went through my divorce, I had pictures on my wall that they were not good. I didn't know they were good till Jeanette came in. But going back a little bit, we'll go back to the pictures. But I had somebody come into my other home that when I was a single mom, and this lady came in, and our kitchen was my love area. And she said, you need red in here. And I put up red plaid wallpaper. That was years ago when country was the big. And I attracted within 2 weeks Mr. Wright. And you've heard us talk about my husband who snores. That's Mr. Wright, or who no longer snores. So feng shui really can help you in this area. Now, let's go back, Jeanette, and tell everyone my pictures. I had bought many of my pictures when I became a single mom, you know, as many people split up, half goes and half stays. And you had pointed out to me that my pictures really showed abandonment, lonely, overworked. Do you remember that?
I do.
Maybe you can share that with everyone because I had no idea about our pictures.
Well, looking at pictures really gives me a wonderful clue as to where you are at the time of choosing this art. And as yourself, you just indicated you were feeling abandoned and left. And I mean, these pictures really were sad pictures. They were abandoned barns and, you know, it was really, really sad. So you want to walk around the house and look at each picture and, again, take a look at it. You know, if you bought it 20 years ago, we all change and perhaps you're not there anymore. You want to move on.
Well, I can tell everybody, as soon as Jeanette pointed out what the meaning of my pictures, did we ever have a lot of empty nails on walls? In fact, we still do. And that leads me to something else that Jeanette does that I'm going to have Jeanette come back. And with her being a designer and feng shui, you couldn't ask for the better person with the package she has. She's going to pick out the colors for our home in the rooms that we need to redo, the colors for our feng shui and the design too. So, you're just such a special lady, Jeanette. I just love you so much.
Thank you, Sue.
Now, we've only got like three more minutes to talk, but I want to share with everybody what I found what happened for us as a result you came in.
Oh, yes, of course.
Okay, well, folks, as you know, I said, you know, we had Jeanette come in our office, and Jeanette talked with each of us, actually talked to myself and my husband, and we said what we were wanting to change, and in my career area, Jeanette came in, simply turned my desk, and as a result of her turning my desk, it's like not long after I got signed on with a global book distributor, and I'm now going around the world. So that was pretty really cool when that happened. And I find now that in my business, I had this strong need that I had to change my website and my business cards. My site's more focused and it really brings out the true me. So those were changes I had to make. With my husband, he got moved up from the basement office up to an upstairs office. And it's incredible the change that's happening with him. Now in our relationship area, my relationship with my husband was always strong, folks. And I had no idea how it could even be stronger. And I noticed that the relationship that my husband and I have is stronger, but I had noticed positive changes with the relationships with our children also. So that was awesome. And also, like I mentioned all through the show, I was married to someone who snored and he no longer snores anymore. So this lady is going to always be called Miracle Maker in our house. In our financial area, our finances grew like within hours. We started attracting more money. I started attracting more clients, more opportunities for events. My husband was having more money coming in with his business. And my daughter even found that she was getting more hours of work. So all of us were starting to bring in more money. And then in our health area, my husband is now losing weight. He had some challenges with his weight, and he's now losing a lot of weight. It's incredible. He's now working with a naturopath. And both him and I are actually, as I'm speaking to you, we're in the middle of a detox right now with working with our naturopath doctor. So we're really focusing on working on our health. So that's really the quick update of what happened with Jeanette coming in. Jeanette, we've only got maybe 30 seconds left, so I just got to say thanks for coming on the show. I love you, my friend. To tell everybody about Jeanette, to go to her website, fengshuiwithjeanette.com, and check her out. Next week is going to be a great show. Miracles do happen with Gurji Trivedi. We got to end the show. Sorry, folks, we're out of time. On behalf of my guest, Jeanette Hunter, and myself, Sue London, we wish you much love and many blessings. I look forward to talking to you next week, same time. Have a great week.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire.